my office and I came across some scriptures. And I was thinking, Lord, are you saying something? You see, it's still raw. I didn't type anything. The Lord has given me those scriptures. And I couldn't make no sense out of this at all. So I just wrote it down. As the Lord was giving it to me, I'm writing it down. And I think we can benefit from this. So let's go through some of these scriptures. Will we? Let's go to, for example, Jeremiah 32:40. So you ask, so what's the title for your sermon? I don't know. I don't have a title for this thing. The Lord just gave him that scripture, and I started writing it down because usually he's up to something. But I was so deeply encouraged when I got Jeremiah 32, verse 40, starting on the New King James. You know what? I better get my butt up and stand up. You cannot preach sitting down. What's wrong with you? I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will make an everlasting covenant. I have a feeling it has to do with God supplying our needs. Sometimes we get in trouble as disciples, you know, and we get ourselves involved in a lot of mess. But there is a promise here. I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from doing them good, my Lord. Huh? But I will put my fear in their hearts so they will not depart from me. Now, I was reading the New Living Translation, and it makes more sense to me in the New Living Translation. Listen to this. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. Isn't that a powerful promise? God will never stop doing good to us. And you know, and I think that this thing comes on the light that even when we do not deserve to be blessed, he says he will never stop doing good for us. Why? The reason that God will always do good to us is because he wants to cause our hearts to have a desire to worship him. Now, you know, there's some days that you wake up, the last thing you want to do is worship God. Can I hear an amen? Maybe you are not like this. It's only me and my wife. But, you know, there's a day you don't want to do anything. Still, the day that we wake up and we don't want to worship, he will still not stop doing good to us. Amen. Until that desire to worship him springs out of our hearts. Now, I wonder what the backslider translation says. What's more? I'll make a covenant with them that will last forever. A covenant to stick with them no matter what. Hallelujah. My Lord. And work for their good. I'll fill their hearts with deep respect for me. Hallelujah. So they'll not even think of turning away from me. My Lord and my God, have mercy on us. Huh? The God that you and I serve is a God that will do good to you every day of your life. Maybe we should call this thing the God that does good. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, another scripture that was given to me this morning was Psalms 138, verse 8. And I was reading the New Living Translation. Somehow I'm getting hooked up to the New Living Translation now. And Psalm 138, 8 says this. The Lord will work out his plan for Arthur's life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. Give me the backslider translation, brother. This is the Lord that does good to us. Finish. What you started in me, God. Yeah. Your love is eternal. Don't quit on me now. Now, New King James or the NIV. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Isn't that something? And I think that even the King James says it well. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your hands. God will do you good all the days of your life. God will perfect everything that concerns you for his name's sake. Even when we get out of line or get in trouble. I was reading on the New Living Translation, on the Message Bible. Psalms 34:19 has something very interesting on the Message Bible. This explains why God will always do good to us, and he will perfect everything that's concerning you and I. Because disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. God is ready to take care of you every time of your life. God will perfect everything that's concerning your life. God will never abandon you. Because he has made a covenant to hold you on his hand. On Psalms 130, verse 5, there is another promise for those of us that may think that God is mad at us. Psalm 130, verse 5. Watch this. I pray to God, my life a prayer, and wait for what he'll say and do. What I mean? All right, make it easy. NLT, watch this. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. So no matter what we may have said, no matter what we may have done, no matter what we may have thought, we can always count on God. You know what, Brother Harold? Give me something just came to my mind now. Give me Isaiah 25:9. Before I go anywhere. Isaiah 25:9. Why is it I have Isaiah 25:9 in my head? In that day, the people will proclaim, this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord in whom we trust. Let us rejoice in the salvation that he brings. The God that you trust will always be there for you. The God that you trust will always work. Will always do you good. It's a promise that he made. The God that you trust will perfect the work that he has started in your life. So in the light of these facts, I can go to Hebrews 10:23, and the New Living Translation put it very, very, very well. Hebrews 10:23. In the light of all this, let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, to what we are talking right now. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we serve, huh? Why don't we read it together? Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. He can be trusted to keep his promise. That brings me back to Jeremiah 32:40. Knowing that God can be trusted to keep his promise, Jeremiah 32:40, the first one we started with. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. Let's hold fast to this confession, because God can be trusted in all that he says and in all that he does. Amen? So may God set all of us that make all of us debt free before the end of the year. May God give us double wisdom of the wisdom that Solomon had. May God visit us before this year is over, because he can be trusted.
Yes. Yes, he can.
Amen?
Amen?
Father God, thank you very much. I didn't quite realize what you were doing, but you always do good stuff, so it was worth writing down these scriptures. Thank you so much, Lord, because you are the God that we can trust. We know that you're going to do it. And thank you for such a wonderful promise that you make to us here right now. That you'll never stop doing good for us, Lord. And I understand that as even on the times that we do not deserve. Even when we get mad at you because we are having tantrum and things are not going the way we want, still, you will never stop doing good to us. Thank you so much. There's no other God that can claim such thing but you. Thank you for all these souls that came this morning. You know, Lord, I wish you would give them a great blessing. Like never before. Reward them, Lord, for their faithfulness. Reward them greatly. Snow was not able to keep them home. And we pray that the blessings that you promised in your word, that you would reward greatly those who diligently seek you, may come upon their lives this morning. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I guess if there's no prayer request,